That's enough time of you rolling, because I'm sure the Olympics was one of the questions that Maloney was going to ask.
I see.
In the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning. This is the Arizona Sports Front Desk with your wake-up call.
Thank you.
Everything that happened in the last 12 hours that you need to know. By the way, you can see it at the revamped website. Website looks nice.
Really?
Front page of the website's a little different. You'll have
check
to,
that out.
You'll have to check it out. Maloney, go.
Cliff Kingsbury sees a night and day difference for Isaiah Simmons between now and last year.
You know, that's almost every coach says that. There's not a lot of coaches that are going to come out and say, yeah, we're really disappointed when nothing's happened yet to go public about. But I don't think that's a lie. When you finally have your first real offseason, your non-COVID offseason, although we are in a pandemic, at least the players were able to treat it like a normal offseason. I can totally understand why it's night and day for Isaiah Simmons.
Well, it's so interesting that he said that yesterday, coming on the heels of our conversation about Isaiah Simmons. I do believe Isaiah Simmons will be the most improved player for the Arizona Cardinals in 2021. Mm. We'll see.
The 2021 NFL preseason kicked off last night with the Hall of Fame game as the Steelers defeated the Cowboys 16-3.
Attack the line of scrimmage. Attack the line of scrimmage. Attack the line of scrimmage. That is exactly what the Steelers are going to do this year as opposed to what they tried to do last year.
Still amazing to me as a fan how pointless preseason football feels, and yet it's always what I watch.
Oh, no doubt.
The Phoenix Suns are bringing back Frank Kaminsky on a one-year contract. And according to our own John Gambadoro, the Suns do have a one-year offer on the table for free agent guard Elfrid Payton. The offer is for the vet's minimum.
First of all, on the Frank Kaminsky, I love the signing of Frank Kaminsky, because whenever you have a guy that's a competitor, that's fun and a good locker room guy, and he doesn't throw a fit if he doesn't play for 2 months, that's the kind of people that you want, and he's got a nice skill set.
Yeah.
The Elfrid Payton thing, I don't think he's going to sign it, because I think he's going to get better opportunities since you're coming in as a third string guard. And I think there's a lot of people that like him as a backup. He's just not good enough for us as a backup, and that's a compliment to the Suns.
Yeah, chemistry, of course, is so important, and it is part of the culture of the Phoenix Suns. And culture is big with Monty Williams and the Phoenix Suns. And that's why Frank Kaminsky, being a culture guy, I think that's a good signing for the Suns on a one-year deal right there. Elfrid Payton, did he cut his hair?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. How about that? Cut his hair right there. Listen, I got no problem with that. You want to bring somebody in who might actually get a couple of minutes. I don't know how many minutes, but he's, for the most part, I think the end of the bench right there.
He'll come in knowing he's behind Cam Payne.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know what? I'm not going to worry about that too much.
And our last one, the D-backs fell in extras to the Giants despite a terrific Merrill Kelly outing.
8 innings of shutout baseball, and he was only at 102 pitches. His last pitch was 93 miles an hour, and it dotted. Torrey, I'm sorry. I don't know what you were doing right there. I realize you've got to be able to count on major league ballplayers to come in out of your bullpen and get 3 outs. I get that. But how do you not think a guy at that's pitching like Merrill Kelly with 102 pitches isn't better than any option you've got coming out of the bullpen?
I think in that situation, you just walk up to Merrill Kelly and you say, can you do this? How do you feel about this? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that happened. I would imagine it probably did happen. But if not, why not?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That one stings. My 17-year-old, when I told her, she got home from school and I said, hey, look at this. Look at this. Merrill Kelly looks great. D-backs up 4-0. She goes, they'll lose. Mm. I was like, oh, that hurts.
Okay.
When the 17-year-old gets like
please.
That. That hurts. Coming up next, the Arizona Cardinals are about ready to get a little feisty coming up tomorrow. Now, how much will the next 2 days have a massive determination on the wide receivers that break camp? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.